Hello, I'm Black Ratchet, and this is Twat Radio episode number 69. Yeah, go ahead and laugh. Just get it out of your system right now. Okay, so we all remember last time, in episode number 42, I was talking about the Boston phone system, and we covered the ANAC,
7238,
and the ringback. Now, in this episode, what we're going to do is we're actually going to make real, honest-to-goodness phone calls, as opposed to just playing around test equipment. A little less interesting, yes, I may admit, but still interesting in its own right. Considering that some of you might not know how a payphone works, which is really scary in my own opinion, let's just go over it. To make a local call, what you do is you deposit the initial rate. In Boston, it's 50 cents, and I think everywhere, most other places, it's 50 cents as well. Then you dial a number. Now, on the phone that I'm on, and what these are called are, these are regular Western Electric or their successors' phones. These are phone company-owned phones. In my case, it's Verizon. The other phone, what you can be on, is a COCA, which is not owned by the local phone company. Now, on CO coin-controlled phones, it's all the smarts are not in the phone. They're actually at the central office. And what the CO does is it performs something called a coin ground control test. And what it basically sees is whether or not you deposited the coins that you were supposed to. So, if you deposit the coins, the call goes through. If not, you get a recording, which we'll demonstrate. Now, for long-distance calls, you don't deposit the coin first. You dial the long-distance call, and in this case, long-distance would be a local toll, because ever since 2002, AT&T stopped accepting coins for inter-LATA phone calls. And if you want to find out the difference between intra-LATA and inter-LATA, just drop me a line. It's very complicated in the fact that you might not know anything about the phone system, but I can explain it to you and I can write it up. And I've also made lots of forum posts on this, so if you want to go to the MinRev forums and look up redboxing, you'll find out basically exactly what I'll tell you. So anyway, what you do is you dial the phone number first, and you wait for the system to say, you know, please deposit, you know, X amount of cents for the first X amount of minutes. And from there, what you do is you deposit coins. So, and when you deposit enough coins, your phone call goes through, obviously. They're not that mean yet. So the first call I'm going to make is I'm going to make a local phone call, but the first thing I'm going to do is I'm not going to deposit coins. I'm just going to dial the phone number directly. And what that'll do is it'll fail the coin ground test, obviously. And what will happen is I'll get a wonderful recording saying, hey, you know, give me my money. So let's go try to do that.
Requires an initial deposit. Please hang up momentarily, listen for dial tone, deposit the required coin, and dial your call again. This is a recording. The call you have made requires an initial deposit. Please hang up momentarily, listen for dial tone, deposit the required coin, and dial your call again. This is a recording.
Now, let's compare that to a phone call, a local phone call, going in with money.
At the tone, Verizon time will be 1:16:30. The current temperature, 63 Fahrenheit. At the tone, Verizon time will be 1:16:50. The current temperature, 63 Fahrenheit. At the tone, Verizon time will be 1:17.
Okay, now let's go over what actually we heard. Now, before it gives me dial tone, there's a slight tick. Now, with that tick, that is it clearing the coin return. So, you know, God forbid I actually use someone else's coin that may have accidentally got stuck someplace. And what the other tick is, immediately after I dial the number, that is the coin ground test that I was talking about earlier. And what it does is it sends 110 volts down the line, and whether or not it receives 110 volts back or not, it determines whether or not there's actually coins in the machine. So if that passes the test, the call goes through. If not, that's what happens, and we get that recording saying, you know, you need to make an additional coin deposit. So that's basically a local call. Those two ticks are basically all of the coin control systems in a local call involved. Now, with local toll using ACTS, that's slightly more complicated. Now, ACTS is slightly more complicated. ACTS stands for Automated Coin Toll Signaling. It's one of the last remnants of something called in-band signaling left on the phone system. What in-band signaling is it uses talkable frequencies, as in you can hear them and it can hear you, and it's actually done inside the voice path of the phone call. It's not like done via some separate path or some digital path of whether or not coin control is done. Now, ACTS is controlled by three tones. What it is there's one for nickel, a dime, and a quarter. Now, all ACTS is based off of two tones, 1700 Hz and 2200 Hz, overlaid on each other. So it's something called an MF tone or a multi-frequency tone. Now, a nickel going into the system generates a single 66 millisecond tone of these 1700 plus 2200 Hz. A dime generates two tones, both 66 milliseconds, with a 66 millisecond in between of silence. Then a quarter is five tones of 33 milliseconds, so it's 33 on, 33 off, 33 on, 33 off. For, you know, repeats that for, so it's five tones of 33 milliseconds. It's pretty simple, and this actually leads into the major problem of in-band signaling. You can insert your own coins. Or, well, you can convince the system you inserted your own coins while you're just playing a tape recorder of something. Now, this is what we refer to back in the day as red boxing. Now, this is, again, I'm going to state it for the record so that everyone still knows and everyone in the sound of my voice will understand. Red boxing still works. This is documented proof. I'm not actually going to red box these tones because I'm just going to go actually insert quarters, but the concept is all the same. I'm going to deposit coins, and I'm going to insert them into the voice path, and the voice path is going to be the same thing that I can hold a recorder up to and play tones back into it so the system will understand it. This is very simple. This actually works. And just if anyone ever asks you, if anyone ever tells you, oh, red boxing doesn't work anymore, red boxing still works. You can refer them to this episode and you can look like you know what the hell you're talking about. can you tell this, like, this thing gets me all rubbed the wrong way when people say that red boxing doesn't work anymore? Now, there are a ton of caveats to whether or not red boxing still works anymore. Red boxing used to be a lot more prevalent when AT&T used to accept coins, but not anymore. It is only good on local toll calls. Like, for example, I can call, if I'm in Boston, I can call anywhere in eastern Massachusetts and still be able to red box the call, but I can't call beyond eastern Massachusetts. As to why this actually only happens for Ethernet Massachusetts, I'm not going to explain this episode. That's very, like I said, go search the forum, search for Redboxing. I think I've said it 2 or 3 times over there with like long, detailed explanations and basically everything short of me taking the entire thing in sock puppets. So, enough for this explanation. Let's actually just do an ACTS call.
Welcome to Verizon, your broadband company.
70 cents, please. Please deposit 70 cents for the first 1 minute. Please deposit 45 cents more. Please deposit 20 cents more. Thank you.
The number you have reached, 508-99-59972, is not in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check.
Now, in ACTS, if you don't pay your initial rate, it'll forward you over to an operator position. You actually get to talk to a human. This also is accomplished by flashing the hook and ACTS, or sorry, not ACTS, toll operator position system, TOPS, will interpret that as, hey, I want to go to an operator to send me over there. So if you don't pay or you flash your hook, you'll go over to an operator position. Now, I was stupid and I forgot to record this on my last tape when I was recording everything else. However, thankfully, I have a recording of this from, I'm going to say it was around August 2004. I don't remember exactly what it was. And this actually has, for all intents and purposes, this is exactly the same as what happens now on the ACTS system. The only major difference is the fact that instead of the intro of Welcome to Verizon, it's James Earl Jones saying, Welcome to Verizon. So, you get to hear James Earl Jones, who sadly, whose contract apparently expired to do all this stuff, or Verizon just didn't want to have him there anymore. But other than that, everything is the same, and I'm actually going to, the first one is what happens when you pay your deposit, and the second one actually is going to show you something, what happens when you don't pay your toll rate, which is actually happened by mistake, but I found it kind of amusing.
Andy took my 10 cents, how dare he? Let's try that again. Not sure if I heard him the first time.
Welcome to Verizon.
70 cents, please. Please deposit 70 cents for the first 1 minute. Please deposit 70 cents.
I'm out to the 70 cents for the first minute.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The number you have reached, 508.